The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Very focused on addressing the humanitarian concerns across Iraq. Obviously, this is something we continue to assess with our Iraqi partners.
Jen Psaki from the State Department. Humanitarian concerns, of course, on the rise with babies being beheaded. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. No reason to mince words. It is nasty what ISIS is doing, the crimes that they are committing. We don't need a UN report to tell us, but the UN has listed some of their crimes, and it includes children, encouraging them to watch public execution, amputations, lashings, all organized by this group. 200,000 people have died, did you know that, since the Civil War engulfed Syria. Throw in what's going on in Iraq, and it is unbelievable how they are systematically eliminating people and creating a lot of hatred in the towns that they have taken over. By the way, they also say there is a chemical agent involved, right? Meaning, here we go again, with were chemicals used on people or not. Chemical weapons is considered a war crime under international law. We saw what happened last time, of course, in Syria, and then that goes to Assad. But there have been some frightening things that have happened to the population. Gruesome beheading of James Foley, the American freelance journalist, I think pushed everybody over the top, as I've said many times on this show. There's no question that ISIS will stop at nothing to prove their point of how far they are willing to take their hatred. Crowds of people, including kids that I referred to earlier, have watched as the fighters will just pronounce adult men guilty of violating all kinds of religious laws, then behead them or shoot them in the head at close range. What they're doing is to instill fear, terror among that population so that they'll be submissive to their authority. Men kneeling on the ground in one photo, a masked gunman shooting seven men, boom, 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 on the ground. I don't even want to go into more details. You get it. You understand it. There is no doubt these are people not to feel, to fool with, rather. And daily the reports are that this isn't just a once-in-a-while thing, that it's grave, it's horrific. There's targeted killings, abductions, trafficking, slavery, sexual abuse, rape. And this is to get a grip on Iraq's northern and eastern parts of the country, the provinces there. Just how far are they allowed to continue to go? Repeatedly, the president has said to allay fears that there will be boots on the ground, that no, that's not going to happen. And should there be boots on the ground? No. Should there be targeted strikes? Yes. Why weren't we doing this before? How is it that a report comes out that clearly spells out from West Point, from West Point no less, describing ISIS and the crisis as 4 years in the making. And, oh, by the way, nothing new. This was known. So we've known that they're gathering steam, and they're worse than Al-Qaeda. They're heavily funded, but yet we don't cut them off at the pass when we have the chance. I don't get it. Now we're all of a sudden weighing all these options and trying to figure out where to confront their military forces. I mean, they just didn't all of a sudden pop on the scene this past June. They've been strengthening, recruiting, and strategically figuring out their operation for 4 years. This was a report that came out from the West Point Counterterrorism Center. And they released a report to challenge this crazy notion that we've been fed that the Islamic State, hey, they just recently became a major terror threat. So get off our back. But sorry to say, we've known about them. We've known about them. They have shattered Iraq's security forces. In June, they did that. And they waited. They were patient. They were preparing. They were strategic. And that's what's very scary about them. This is a real reboot. They are motivated. And they're launching those attacks, some of them that I just described. But not even just from the horrific humanitarian point of view, the things that are happening. There are also other attacks, car bombs. Multiple cities were hit with car bombs in the last year or two. So, if you remember, the president this year compared, and I remember this because I remember airing it on America Tonight, compared ISIS and some other groups to a JV team when he sat down with the New Yorker, like, well, that's nothing like Al-Qaeda. They're the subs. What? So once again, was the president not informed? Is it all about delegation? I just find it hard to believe with the brass that we have. We are loaded with military minds that all of this wasn't heavily discussed. So, of course, now the White House has to defend the remarks, saying that the president was not referring only to the Islamic State. Not only the Islamic State, but others, too. And saying that, really, what he's saying is a greater threat today than it was 6 months ago. No. I don't understand. And here's the thing. It's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. So you have the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, which is independent, by the way. It's a privately funded research group. And, you know, it was put out by Michael Knight with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Clearly, this is no new news. Why is it new news to most of America? Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 27, 2014, gold opened at $1,285.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,332.51, $666.26 for a half ounce, or $333.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,332.51, $666.26, and $333.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way. But I can see the fire still alight.
Coming up, a conversation with Andrew Szabo. Peel back the onion from the British perspective. Plus, strategically, he breaks it down as he's an expert in strategy, branding, and marketing. Where do we miss this with ISIS and this crisis now 4 years in the making? A greater threat now today. Oof. Forget about excuses. Let's figure out what we're doing now. The State Department is saying that there are a variety of methods that they're using to address ISIS, ranging from kinetic operations aimed at taking their leadership off the battlefield to online initiatives designed to choke off the financing to diplomatic activities that will stop the flow of foreign fighters to ISIS, the breeding ground, Syria. I say whatever the wipeout move is, go to that. Plan D. Because I'll tell you what, they're holding their terrain so far. And the more they hold their terrain and the more they talk about other areas that they're getting ready, to take over, the more frightening it becomes, without a doubt. I want to mix in a few other things here on this version of America Tonight. And one of the things I want to mix in to get off of ISIS for a second here is the fact that I just don't understand why we can't live and let other people live. Does that make sense? You know, why is it that we have to constantly interlope on things that have been around for however long? And let me give you the example, and perhaps I'm poorly setting this up. But there's like this crazy war on plaques, mementos, that have God in it in some sense, in some of these school districts. So I say if something's been there for a long time, why does there have to be a ruckus about it? There's a place called Midlothian, Texas, and there are some plaques at two local elementary schools that have been there for quite some time. And the plaque says, it's got a pair of Latin crosses with the words God and the Holy Christian Church on it. And it says, because it's the school, it says, dedicated in the year of our Lord, 1997, to the education of God's children in the name of the Holy Christian Church. Or, you know, that was the dedication plaques, which are not right there, gigantic size, like tablets at the front of the school. I mean, actually, to be honest, they're off to the side. If you ask any of the kids at the school, hey, do you know when the school was founded, where the plaque is, do you know any of that? I would bet you $100 none of them could tell you. But they can now, I guess, if they're paying attention to what's happening, the ruckus over it. But otherwise, I don't think they would even know. So they're covering up, because so many people were complaining, they're covering up the plaques and they're going to replace them. The superintendent said they had to eradicate the Christian word and the symbols because they got a complaint from the Freedom from Religious Foundation from Wisconsin. And that is a group made up of atheists who are looking for places to target. And this was an easy place to target. So they decided they would go after them. They threatened that they would take some kind of an action. Not saying, you know, would it be a lawsuit? They figured it would be a lawsuit because if they didn't, and they knew if they didn't prevail in court, then they would be paying out XYZ and lawyers' fees and whatnot. So you had parents who had demonstrations. They had prayer rallies to protest the school's decision to remove the plaques. And they even have a Facebook page called Bring Back the Plaque. I mean, it just seems clearly so stupid. It's like the why can't we just live and let others live? It was been up there. It was put up there before. There was no protest about it. There was a city council meeting where they even mentioned it, what the words were going to be on the dedication site. So the kids, trust me, the kids barely realize what's even on the dedication plaque. And it's not something that is a giant eyesore that's in your face anyway. But they're taking it down. They're taking it down. And so here's the thing. That group, Freedom from Religious Foundation, they send out about 1,000 demand letters a year, I guess. And then they back up, because they only have so much money in their budget, they cherry pick the ones that they think, you know, they can shut down, threaten with lawsuits, and then maybe have to go through with it. So they pick about a dozen of them. And a lot of people that send their kids to the school feel like the school shouldn't take the action because they got a letter from this group, from this atheist group, that they're crumbling and they shouldn't do it. But there is a risk that they would have to fight a war in court over the plaque and have to pay however much they have to pay an attorney to handle the case. So now this is just the latest battle over something that seems so innocuous to me. I mean, we're not even talking about prayer in the schools, having to pray on the fields, other things that have been attacked. We're talking about like a dedication of the school. Crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, moving from something completely different but equally as mind-boggling, Josh Shaw, do you know his name? Maybe you don't. He's a football star with the Trojans, University of Southern California. He's been suspended after admitting that this heroic thing that he said he did was just a lie. That he just made it up, that he injured both ankles jumping off of a balcony. He originally said that he jumped off a balcony to save his nephew from drowning and then told this wild tale about the nephew looked like he was drowning. So the athletic department released a statement saying that he approached them and admitted the story was a lie. They didn't give an explanation why he lied or how he was actually injured, just to say that they were disappointed in him. And that he had a background where nobody was thinking that he was going to lie about a story like that. And Shaw said in a statement released by his attorney, this is the college football player, that he injured himself in a fall. He said that he made up the story about the fall, that it was untrue, and he was wrong not to tell the truth, and he apologized to USC for his part in the action. And his coach, of course, said the deceit was unacceptable and said that honesty and integrity has to be at the center of the program. So they decided that they would suspend Shaw, a senior corner, named one of the team's captains. Wow. And, you know, it became this big, that's the thing about the lie. The lie just grew because people picked it up. It started to appear on social media. That's the downside of social media. If you make up a story, oh, and especially one like this where you're a big-time football player, oh, you have high ankle sprains because you jumped onto the concrete. You dragged yourself to the pool. You rescued your nephew because he doesn't know how to swim. Oh, my, oh, my. And what's interesting is the L.A. Times reported that police responded the same night to reports of a woman screaming at an apartment complex about 60 minutes from that family function. And so now they were wondering if there was some tie in there. And this is where it could have got worse. They talked to someone at a complex who said they saw a man run across a balcony and then gave a description. So, it doesn't look necessarily like that's going anywhere, but with no explanation and then this happening and the fact that he's now been suspended. And here's a guy who, football-wise, is a key part of their defensive secondary, is, boy, it's crazy. It's crazy that he ended up in that situation because he started a story, told the story, then, of course, the story became fantastical, and it was out everywhere. ESPN ran it like 500 times, it seems, and now they're reeling it back in. Wow. Andrew Szabo. Coming up next here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Whoa! This is big! big.
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Time once again for Peel Back the Onion with our pal Andrew Savo. He's a marketing, branding, and strategy expert. And my goodness, there is so much to talk about. It's almost one of the cases, as often is here lately on America Tonight, where do we begin? Andrew, hi, how are you?
Excellent. Good to be with you, Kate, as always, and your listeners. Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening to you, too. Okay, so ISIS, they say now, this is what's interesting, that it's this crisis has been 4 years in the making. This report comes out on from a counterterrorism, West Point Counterterrorism Center, because they have a center there, and they're saying, listen, this whole idea that Islamic State, that this group only became a major terror threat, that is not true. And we had on America Tonight Tom Risen, who was friends with James Foley, and he said Foley went to Syria and Iraq and was exposing that, was saying, this is this group, ISIS, and he couldn't believe people weren't paying attention to it. So what do you think of how the administration is trying to play this off as if, hey, this is a brand new day and a brand new horrible group, and we're just finding out these things, when even West Point, they're getting their hackles up and saying, oh, that's not true at all. This has been happening for 4 years.
Well, I think this is part of the overall strategy that the administration has been pushing that there is no war on terrorism. I remember when we first started talking a long time ago that they rarely wanted to even mention the word terrorism, let alone a war on terrorism. So that would spoil that narrative if, in fact, there is a major terrorist group that's highly funded from Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, ironically, of course. And, you know, they got to this point a long time ago. I think it's well enough. I mean, they've collected literally billions of dollars. That does not happen overnight. So the evidence is there that this group has been developing for a considerable amount of time based on their funding, based on their level of organization. And so the administration would never want to admit that. They were elected on a platform that was hope, right? That was the slogan.
Yep.
But hope is not a strategy. And, you know, I think they hoped that if we just planized, if we hit a little button on the desk, that that will somehow reset relations with Russia. That if we just bow down to a Saudi prince, that they will think, oh, the Americans are so nice, and they won't want to destroy us. This has been a continuous policy of naivety. Hope is not a strategy, and now it's coming to bite them in the backside.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, speaking of that, we're going to stick with the administration for a second because we could talk about ISIS all night long, and we will here on America Tonight. Something really happened earlier in the day, and I was woken up by this text, and then I was on Adam Thompson's show, and he and I were talking about this. The president, okay, they're getting ready for Paris and the whole climate change thing. So the president's climate change negotiators, that's what I'm going to call them, and even the New York Times is writing about this. They're coming up with what they're calling a binding deal that would name and shame countries into cutting their emissions. So, because remember before, it was like, okay, if you want to jump on board and this is what we need to do. So they're trying to figure out ways to gig other countries, including, which is really absurd, Russia, given the relationship with Putin, and China, to try to get them to get on board and even be part of the deal. And, of course, the deal is going to have massive objections from the Republicans, especially on the Hill, and from poorer countries around the world because they can't implement some of these strict guidelines that they want in the legislation. They can't afford to do that. So the president is trying to bypass the process once again with the whole executive order thing and override the checks and balances and push this legislation through anyway, appealing to the United Nations and really pushing to have this go through. I think that it's an abomination, pardon the pun, but I think it's an abomination to do that, especially when it's involving other countries, for goodness sake. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually, it's not just drawn criticism from Republicans. It's also drawn criticism from some of the Democrats because he's basically, as you said, he's bypassing Congress. They're cutting Congress out of the negotiations. And it's a very clever strategy at some level because essentially because the agreement's not yet written, it's not clear, well, what role does Congress play in something that's not been, been written yet? So they play with the ambiguity. It's a clever strategy. Let's say, well, there isn't anything there yet that the Congress should be objecting to because we're simply negotiating. But, you know, it's been leaked what the substance or the approach is from as you said, it's going to be a name and shame strategy. And what they're saying is because these new targets are technically, they're voluntary, okay? So that enables the administration to basically sign the agreement without the two-thirds Senate approval required of treaties. So, because it's a voluntary thing. But it's voluntary, but I'm going to shame you if you don't stick to it. So it's a strategy that they've employed because, again, we have here this is another in a long line of episodes where we have an administration, a White House, that doesn't understand how to work with this really, and even with the Senate and the Congress, they don't understand the system and how that needs to work. So they feel like, okay, well, the only way around that is we'll issue an executive order or we'll find clever ways to get around the system. So, you know, and again, we talked about this some weeks ago, for the benefit of all listeners who perhaps didn't hear that broadcast. You have great leaders are able to work with a bipartisan, create legislation that is bipartisan. I mean, you know, Clinton had his faults, but he managed to work with a Republican, controlled Congress towards the end of his administration. Same thing on the flip the coin. You saw Reagan, he was able to work with, and towards the end of his administration, he had to work with Democrats. He got things done because he was willing to talk and negotiate. Obama doesn't know how to do that. He's never been in an executive position before he became president and doesn't understand how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because coming into office, that was supposed to be the whole thing. Hey, we're transparent. We want to work across the aisle. We're going to do everything we can. And we know there's difficulties in that. But, boy, right from the get-go, it really has been anything but that. And Democrats are starting to say the same thing on particular issues. And one of them, the last one, quickly, we only have a couple minutes left, but we'll jump on this. The Republicans really have some leverage here when we're talking about executive orders. And they're talking about the possibility, which would not be great, but of another government shutdown to level this against the president if he decides to use executive action to legalize undocumented immigrants. Because now there is a massive problem with this. Congress has to act before the end of September to either approve a budget or continue spending at the levels they are now to avoid that shutdown. And what the threat is, it's because of this immigration thing and looking at how we're logjam and basically waving the magic wand of amnesty. I think this is dynamite. I mean, I really think this is going to explode on the Obama folks. They have to do something strategy-wise to shore this up so that that doesn't happen. Because can you imagine what a disaster that would be if that happened and we had a shutdown?
Yeah, although, again, you know, we've had this issue before, and, you know, these shutdowns are really pseudo-shutdowns. You know, in other countries, when they shut down, everything actually comes to a stop. But we don't really shut it down. We make sure that there is, we keep the lights on. If we shut it down, but we keep the lights on. You keep the staff that is, quote unquote, you know, absolutely necessary. And we pay everybody the back pay, whether you worked or not. It's a ludicrous situation. And, you know, I think it would perhaps do us good to have a real shutdown. I mean, you've got to have a, you know, in a business, if you run out of money, you've got to make hard choices. So we'll see. I mean, it's hard to, you know, again, I think one of the things that the Democrats, here's what I think is the issue, though. This could really impact the elections in the fall, though.
Yeah.
That's where, depending on how, I mean, a lot of it, I think, will have to do with how the messaging is from the Democrats and how the messaging is in the Republicans. And obviously part of it is they're going to blame each other. But ultimately they have to be very, very careful in this instance because it's going to be September is awfully close to the election. So their messaging strategy is going to be critical in this case.
Yeah, I agree. And such important elections. And now with all of these things that are really percolating, as I said at the top here, so much happening, it's crazy domestically and off our shores as well. All right, another Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. Thanks so much, Andrew. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, as always, Kate.
Are the times that rock and soul. I instructed our military commanders to totally rock the man. And I repeat those.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fine. We're having a terrific time. Now, more fun. So I want to hear you.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Oh, blow me a kiss. And that's lucky, too. Now, as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim.
Mary Poppins, the famous English nanny, reconnecting a father and mother with their two kids. That was the premise of that movie, that book. Poppins, the lead character, actually in a series of 8 children's books, but immortalized on the big screen in 1964. Hey, everybody, we're going to kick back and take you to the movies, but do you know it's been 50 years since Mary Poppins was released. That's amazing. And Walt Disney, as you know from the film that came out last year, if you didn't know the story, had to really convince P.L. Travers to do the movie because she did not want to take Mary Poppins onto the big screen. And today, Mary Poppins, the character, still lives on. It has spanned so many generations. You'll see it play certain times of year and Mary Poppins had a huge, and it's still going, Broadway show, and it's hard to believe, 50 years. And the Saving Mr. Banks is the name of the movie. Tom Hanks played Disney. And that really told you the whole story of how tough it was to get Mary Poppins made. Not tough to get our first movie made in our cheap movie review. In fact, they have been plugging this all over the place. I like the premise because I like the whole spy thing. And it's called The November Man. Take a listen.
Peter Devereaux. You know who we used to call you? The November Man. Because after you pass through, nothing lived. Peter, you need to look at this.
It's Alice.
She's in trouble. She has information on the agency that they'll kill to keep secrets. If you want her to live, you gotta get back in the game.
Excuse me. There is a call for you. Yes? Hello?
Listen to me very carefully.
The woman you're with is a killer. Turn around. I'm right behind it.
It's Devereaux. I know he trained you, but if he's with her, then he's against us.
But the call is to terminate. Do you have a problem with the call?
I do what I'm told to do, sir.
Who are those men with the police?
They're agents, CIA. And this kid is the best assassin I've ever trained. We're gonna play a little game.
You bring out the best in me.
Who you're working for?
Hey, why don't you come in? We'll talk about it.
I don't know if he's too in your head. Maybe you're mad because you never had a daddy.
I'll get him.
Tell me about your target. Male, old, used to have skills.
Used to? Best friend I've ever had.
All your friends try to kill you?
Eventually.
So The November Man is 1 hour, 48 minutes, rated R. Pierce Brosnan is the star of this movie. And it's a code name for, as you heard at the top there, Peter Devereaux, who's a highly trained, lethal CIA agent. And then the cast, of course, supports all of that. So, and he's got a protege, a young protege named David Mason. I think this could find an audience, and it might be, if you like those kinds of movies, it might be one of those movies that you can actually wait for and just watch it once it comes on HBO or Showtime or whatever you have, or ordering it on Netflix. But it looks pretty decent. Definitely one of those, ooh, we have nothing to watch, football is off, I've got to find something to watch, I'm laying here on the couch. So this looks like one of those kinds of movies. Because how many times do we keep seeing Bourne Identity, Bourne this, Bourne that, over and over and over again? You know how they just run the same movies. So I think November Man has the potential to be one of those movies. We move from that to something completely different, and I mean completely different. It's called As Above, So Below.
My name is Scarlett Marlowe, and I'm a student in urban archaeology.
370 feet beneath this point is the hidden chamber
that might contain a critical missing piece of our history.
How are we supposed to get down there?
Catacombs. There are 200 miles of tunnels right underneath our feet.
They're holding the remains of 6 million corpses.
Stop. This is the Empire of the Dead.
These are human bones.
We go through here.
Let's do it.
Slow and steady, yeah?
I think I'm stuck.
Just breathe, buddy.
What was that? I think I am.
What the hell do we do now, huh?
We can't go back.
We should keep moving.
Tell me we didn't just go in a circle.
It's exactly the same.
No, everything's upside down.
What happened to the entrance?
Wait, there's something here.
Oh my god.
What the hell is this?
When I was a kid, we had a piano that looked exactly like this. I used to play it all the time. The A4 key was messed up. What's going on?
Can you read that?
According to mythology, that's the inscription over the gates of hell. And they shall be made to crawl on their bellies to enter the kingdom of darkness.
Did you hear that?
I don't know if all that music didn't scare you enough. 1 hour, 33 minutes, an R-rated movie. As above, so below, kind of explaining it there. You've got these catacombs beneath the streets of Paris. It's the home to all these countless souls, as they say. So a team of explorers go into the maze of these bones, and they uncover the dark secret that lies within the city of the dead. A journey into madness and terror. I think I'm going to take a flyer on that one. I'm going to skip that one. I could be wrong. It could be brilliant if you like horror films. Ben Feldman is in it. He's pretty good. And Edwin Hodge, also another actor who's decent, is in this movie. It's going to find its audience because I think a younger crowd that likes that kind of stuff will probably get into that movie. And it's short, 1 hour and 33 minutes. So you throw in the previews, and it's not quite as bad as some of these other movies that are 2 hours without the preview. So you can imagine how long that is. But I think it definitely finds a young audience and probably does pretty good when it's released streaming after it has its time in the theaters. If you go to the movies and you want to do a cheap movie review, please do. Send it to me at americatonight.net. If we read it on the air, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.